Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, this morning I want to talk a little bit about biochar and related to that a little more about the Wallace Foundation and the Armstrong Research Farm because they, at this point, go together. A research project was started last year at the Armstrong Farm related to biochar. Well, before you say, oh, it doesn't have anything to do with me and the Armstrong Farm doesn't have anything to do with me because I'm not a farmer and so on. But I want to remind you that the Wallace Foundation, which consists of the Armstrong Research Farm down by between Lewis and Griswold, and also a farm that the Neely Kenyon Farm over by Bridgewater, it does affect you whether you are a farmer or not. The mission of the Wallace Foundation is to achieve for the people of Southwest Iowa an increase in the standard of living and quality of life through accelerated agricultural research, education, technology transfer, and rural development initiatives. Since you live in this rural area, doesn't mean whether you're on a farm or in town, you are still in a rural area. Things that happen at the Armstrong Farm and through the Wallace Foundation do affect all of us eventually in some small or large way. Well, the biochar project is going on in several states. There are a number of states involved with this research project, and actually it goes on around the world. But the states that currently are involved in this particular biochar project include not only Iowa, but Minnesota, Purdue University, Wisconsin, Vermont, Pennsylvania, Nebraska, and Idaho. And I know that other places have also done biochar research. Well, what is biochar? Well, I think Bernie Havlovich said, if you look at the charcoal that you burn in your grill, if you still do that, and you kind of crush it up, that's what biochar looks like. And biochar is a result of, I love this, carbonization of biomass. I think that means the corn stalks, the other weeds, the whatever kind of get squished together, and over time, you know, they form this carbon mass. Now, the advantage of looking at using biochar as an addition to soils is quite a few. It is, and it's been used for thousands of years, actually. But now we're getting down to collecting data and, you know, really studying what difference it might make. It can discourage deforestation, which around the world. It also can help soil hold water, which after last year we're thinking that's a really good thing. And it can help the soil hold nutrients so that they don't just get washed out of the soil, whether those are natural nutrients or nutrients that are added in another way to keep them from being washed into our rivers and streams and so on. So it is a product that can be added to soil, whether it's in a large plot or it might be in a garden plot, or as Bernie suggests, if you want to experiment with it on your own, you might want to start with a very small plot, such as in a wine barrel, and see what happens. Because if we're adding lots of biochar to the soil, what is the long-term effect on the soil? It does lots of good things, but is that going to last over a long time? That's what research is all about. And that's what the research farm is all about also. A little more about the biochar project. It's going to be added to, it's been added to some fields last year. It's going to be added again. It's added to the garden plots. And for some of you, that's your connection to the Armstrong Farm and the Wallace Foundation is going out to the horticultural field day every year. There will be three different gardens set up using some herbs, some flowers, some veggies with one plot, and this is a part of the research, one plot has nothing added to it. Another plot has a smaller amount of biochar added, and a third plot has a larger amount of biochar added. So as that has been added and the plants are planted, and then we start looking at what happens to those plants and is there any difference. the Master Gardeners are going to be doing a part of that research, and that's pretty exciting. And actually, if anyone else is particularly interested in it, they could also volunteer. The job of the volunteers is at certain points to measure the height of the plants to see if there's any difference in the growth pattern, to take a look at if there's any pesticide, or not pesticide, but pest damage, bug damage, you know, is that different from one plot to the next? And also eventually on the products that are planted, such as beans and lettuce and some of those, the products will be harvested and weighed to see if there's any difference in the outcome in terms of the amount of harvest. So that's an ongoing project, and somebody has to collect all that data and report it. Now, in addition to the plots at the Armstrong Farm, there are plots in two other places in Iowa. One of them is closer to Ames, and the other is over by Muscatine in the sandy soil. So the difference here is in the soil types that they're using it on. So it could also be affected by weather. And so those differences in the plots will be different, perhaps from soil type to soil type, from area of Iowa to area of Iowa, and then, of course, from those plots next to each other, from plot to plot, depending on the amount of biochar added. Biochar is currently commercially on the market. If you go on to a website and put in biochar, you'll find some places that you can buy it right now and add it to your soil if you would like to do that. But you may want to wait until there is some results ready to report, and or you may want to just try it in a small amount rather than going your whole garden or your whole flower bed or your whole whatever. Might want to wait and hear the report at the horticultural field day, which will happen usually in July or early August. So we'll be letting you know more about that, and also visiting with some of the people who are actually involved with that project and can give you more information about it than I'm giving you at the current time. Well, back to the Wallace Foundation and the Armstrong Farm. Back in 1988 is when the Wallace Foundation for Rural Research and Development was started, just in terms of an organization of dedicated citizens saying, we need a research farm in southwest Iowa because of the differences in temperature, weather, and soil types. The research results from other parts of Iowa might not be the same as from southwest Iowa. And there were no research farms in southwest Iowa. So that was one of the major reasons that this organization came together and said, we need to have a research farm in southwest Iowa. Well, there are several phases of that. As I said, the getting together, getting the idea together, and formalizing that into a group was in 1988. There were a lot of funds that needed to be raised from a lot of different sources, but one of those sources was from Gail and Glendale Armstrong. In 1993, they donated 40 acres and the sale of 360 acres to the Wallace Foundation in order to help support the farm. Therefore, the name, the Armstrong Farm. Now, when it began, it still does, research related to crops, row crop and forage management. Studies focus on corn and soybean row spacing, strip cropping, insecticide and herbicide trials, planting dates and populations, and weed management. Also, research on soil. The agronomists study potassium and phosphorus application rates and placement and their effect on soil fertility and crop yields. They also study timing and rates of nitrogen, lime, and manure on row crops. And they also do some work related to soil erosion and tillage work. Also, livestock. Researchers study sustainable livestock production methods. Animal scientists conduct beef nutrition, health, and management studies. Beef cattle are rotationally grazed and forage utilization trials are held. An alternate deep-bedded breed-to-wean swine production system has been studied. So all that related to farming in terms of the larger production areas. But it soon became known that there was an interest and a need for research related to the horticultural field, not only for home gardens, but also for the commercial horticultural folks, those who have large gardens, who have large greenhouses, and want to produce grapes, raspberries, tulips, whatever might be needed by the public that commercial horticulture growers are interested in. So much of that work has also been done. You know, there is a high tunnel at the Armstrong Farm. There's a greenhouse and a large garden area where, again, a number of research projects are carried on every year, with those results being reported usually at the horticultural field day. So hopefully you just were reminded a bit about the importance of the Wallace Foundation and closest OS, the Armstrong Farm, and all the research that goes on there. Until next time, here's a thought. Your past cannot be changed, but you can change tomorrow by your actions today.